usually pretty mild-mannered. It's hot now. Paul punches a throw. Paul and Rondo throwing punches. Ingram comes in. He's throwing punches. Security trying to separate. So are some of the teammates. There's going to be suspensions for this one as Rondo immediately heads back to the locker room.
And welcome to NBA Unlocked. I am your host, Karan Scoff. As everyone knows, NBA season is back, and so much has already happened. However, today's episode is one of those special episodes where we will go and chronologically tell the story about the hatred and animosity between Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo. Everyone knows, Saturday night on ESPN, Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo went to blows. So before we discuss that whole ordeal, I want to talk about the history and how this hatred, this animosity, this competitive rivalry between these two started. Now, for those of you who may not know or keep up with basketball history, I want to take you far back into time. November 2nd, 2009. I want you to close your eyes while I tell you this story, unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes while you're driving. Not good. Not good at all. But if you're not driving, close your eyes and listen. It all started back when Chris Paul was with New Orleans and Rondo was back with Boston. It was towards the end of the game. The two were playing against each other in Boston. At the time, the New Orleans Hornets were losing to the Boston Celtics. And a scrimmage between Rondo and Chris Paul was happening under the basket where the Hornets were shooting at. So Rondo and Chris Paul were having an argument. They were scrimmaging with each other. It wasn't really physical at that point, but it was like more face-to-face, you know, talking shit to each other. And then the two kind of got tangled up, and their respective teammates pushed them away. And they were both given technicals. Well, you know, when a game is over, the two sides come to meet each other and shake hands, you know, for a good game. And while Chris Paul was going to shake Paul Pierce's hand, Rondo came out of nowhere and started screaming in Chris Paul's face. You know, apparently, the legend goes, okay, the legend of Rondo's pissiness and hatred towards Chris Paul comes from a story told by Earl Harrington. And apparently Rondo didn't like what Chris Paul had to say before their game in Boston that day. This is what Chris Paul said, that Rajon Rondo took offense per what Earl Harrington said. I think Rondo's a lucky guy to be able to play with a guy like Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett, as well as Rasheed Wallace. Chris Paul was also asked during that time, during that question, asked if that was meant as a slight toward Rondo, who was a two-time All-Star. Chris Paul said, like I said, man, he's a great point guard. He has won an NBA championship, something I hope to achieve. Also, after that game, Celtics spokesman Jeff Twiss advised all reporters who were going to talk to Rondo in the post-game conference that Rondo has requested that the media does not ask anything about Chris Paul now, tomorrow, or any other time. So let's fast forward to present time. It's October 20th, 2018. Brandon Ingram gets called for a foul, doesn't like it. He then decides to, out of nowhere, push James Harden, the guy who he fouled. Then, he decides to go, after he gets a technical, to go up to the referee who gave him the technical, stand in front of the referee's face, and look him dead in the eye like he's going to do something to the referee. Honestly, I was surprised that the ref didn't eject Brandon Ingram and give him his second technical. Because I don't know what the fuck Brandon Ingram was thinking when he did that. So during this time, Rondo and Chris Paul are going back and forth, you know, they're having an argument. Only then, Rajon Rondo subtly decides to spit in Chris Paul's fucking face. Which instinctively and justifiably, Chris Paul decided to put his hands on Rondo's face, poking him in the eye and saying, "Why the fuck did you spit in my face?" Then the two of them are fighting. There's punches, there's blows, you know. Rondo gave a good fucking hit to Chris Paul's face, an uppercut, punches here and there. Teammates are trying to pull them apart. And then out of nowhere, this bitch-ass coward named Brandon Ingram decides to, instead of stop the fight, he decides to jump into the fight and sucker punch Chris Paul, making the situation even worse. And ultimately, all three players are ejected. I mean, when was the last time you guys have seen a brawl of this caliber? It was fucking nuts. Especially when it was, what, 5 days into the NBA season? Like, you can't ask for anything more right now. This was perfect. Laker drama, Rocket drama, Rondo, Chris Paul, beautiful. This is fucking beautiful. Then, the drama gets even better. To make things even worse, a family member of Rajon Rondo allegedly started talking shit to Chris Paul's wife, which made Chris Paul even more heated in the locker room, where he was screaming at his teammates and securities to let him out so he can find this person and Rajon Rondo and continue their little fight. So, the question is, why does Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo hate each other? Maybe Doc Rivers, Clippers head coach, can shed some light into this. So after the fight, media decided to ask Doc Rivers why. And this is what Doc Rivers said. And I quote, "They've had their run-ins," Rivers said before Sunday's tip-off against the Rockets. A game Paul missed a part of due to a two-game suspension handed down by the NBA. The two-game suspension is pertaining to what we will be discussing in a little bit. "I'm not actually sure what is all over," said Doc Rivers. "I know at one point they both wanted to be known as the best point guard. But it's got to be more than that. There always is, and I don't know what it is, but there's no love lost there. There's no doubt about that. There's no love lost." So what now? What's going to happen? We'll talk about it right after these brief messages.
Have something to say? Write to us at nbaunlocked24@gmail.com. That's lowercase nbaunlocked, the number 24, at gmail.com.
If you like this podcast, you can show your support by subscribing or slam dunking on that donate button. And now, back to your host, Karam Skoff.
So what now? Well, the league has decided to give Brandon Ingram a 4-game suspension due to the fact that he decided, instead of stopping the fight, to initiate the fight and make it even more problematic with his bitch-ass move and jumping into the heat of battle and punching Chris Paul in the face while he was being restrained by LeBron James. So Ingram gets a 4-game suspension, Rondo gets 3 games, and Chris Paul gets 2. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit shocked by this. I say this because, if you guys know, I am a basketball savant. I like to brag, simply because I remember crazy historical basketball facts that most people tend to forget. I say this because in 2006, a similar brawl occurred in which Denver Nuggets' Carmelo Anthony ended up going into a brawl with the New York Knicks. Carmelo Anthony ended up serving a 15-game suspension for going at it with the New York teammates. People were getting hit, smacked, there was people on the floor. It went all the way to the players' bench. It was big. It even almost got to the stands. And the thing is, Carmelo Anthony ended up getting a 15-game suspension for that. For that whole ordeal, for everyone that was involved in that brawl that happened, there were a total of 47 suspensions that took place. So my question is to the NBA League. Does that mean the fact that the fight happened on the New York stands and on the New York bench, where multiple players were involved in the fight, does that warrant such a harsh suspension compared to the fact that the fight was only between Rondo and Chris Paul, and that everyone else was trying to stop the fight except for Brandon Ingram, who decided to implement himself into the fight, leading to a third suspension? That could be the reason why such a small punishment was given out to those three guys. Again, four suspensions, three suspensions, can do a lot to a team. So, what now? Well, the Lakers are already starting their season 0-2. Their next four games will be against the Spurs, Suns, Nuggets, and Spurs again. Now, you're looking at Brandon Ingram being gone for four of those games, and then Rajon Rondo missing three. So, you are looking possibly at a 1-5 start to the season, or 0-6 start to the season for the Lakers. And let's not forget, the Denver Nuggets just beat the Golden State Warriors. The Nuggets are looking great. So, I mean, you're not only going against the Nuggets, you're going to play the Spurs twice, and you can never count out Greg Popovich and his team. So, I mean, you're looking at the Lakers right now, possibly starting the season 1-5, or even going winless, 0-6. Then, you have the Rockets. The Rockets has it a little bit easier simply because Chris Paul is missing two games. They're going to be playing the Jazz and the Clippers. However, the Rockets has lost two games. They won one against the Lakers. They lost to the Pelicans, and they lost against the Clippers Sunday. So, I don't know. I can see the Rockets going 1-5 or 2-4. Anything is possible. But again, these two teams have started off really, really bad. So it's interesting how the season will play out for these two teams. These are two teams who are expected to make the playoffs, expected to have a winning record, expected to be in the top five of their Western Conference, and they've looked horrible. And with these suspensions, it's only going to get worse from here on out. So, yay for basketball season! And I can't be more thrilled right now with how things are going with the NBA this early on. So, until next time, thank you for joining in, and see you next time on NBA Unlocked.
If you like the music for this podcast, go to www.soundcloud.com/msspears0688 and show your love for the creator.